Hello and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra joining you with all the news and cues you need to watch out for in today's trading session. Well, yesterday was a volatile day of trade as India-Pak tensions weighed. We had the India VIX, which is a key indicator of volatility, spiking up 12% in yesterday's trading session. The Nifty eventually ended in the red after a choppy session. Well, the mid-caps ended in the green. The rupee markets saw the rupee depreciate, while the bond markets saw the yields harden in yesterday's trading session. Well, the possible silver lining is that the FIIs continue to net buy, so they net bought around 423 odd crores in the cash market, and the DIIs net bought around 67 crores in the cash market. Now, in terms of cues to watch out for, the India-Pak geopolitical tensions is likely to continue weighing on sentiment in today's trading session. But besides that, we also have other important market cues to watch out for. So it is the Feb expiry today, the Bank Nifty options expiry, and the Nifty options expiry. We also have the Q3 FY19 GDP, which will be released, but that will be post-markets at around 5:30 p.m. So the markets will only react to the GDP data come Friday. In terms of levels to watch out for, the Nifty intraday high of yesterday would probably be an important resistance, which stands at around 10,939 in the near term, and the recent low of 10,729. In terms of other key cues to watch out for, the US markets pretty much ended flat. We have the Trump-Kim meet in Vietnam, which would be an important factor to watch out for, Brent crude, which is hovering at around $66 per barrel, and the SGX, which is currently indicating that it is probably going to be a bit of a flattish start. India versus the globe week to date, MSCI India is up around 0.2% versus MSCI Asia ex Japan, which is up around 0.3%. So largely an inline performance vis-a-vis the globe this week. Well, in terms of stocks to watch out for, the NPPA has capped trade margins for 43 oncology drugs at 30%. So a lot of companies with a domestic formulation focus, the likes of Cipla, Alchem, Eris Life Sciences, Sun, Dr. Reddy's, Cadila, all of them would be in focus, along with the likes of hospitals such as HCG, which have a strong oncology focus. ARSS Infra, where one of the company's JVs have been awarded a work order of around 429 odd crores. Also, Vascon Engineering has received a work order of around 83.5 crores from the Airport Authority of India. Meghmani Organics, NCLT has approved the scheme of arrangements amongst subsidiaries of Meghmani Organics. Wipro is to alight is to acquire Workday and Cornerstone on demand business from Wipro for a cash consideration of 110 crores. Quick Heal, there is a board meet on March 5th to consider a buyback. KSB, revenues 346 crores versus 328 crores year on year, and a profit of 25 crores versus 27 crores year on year. Allahabad Bank, capital infusion of around 6,896 crores from the Government of India, and Jet has updated on grounding of the aircrafts. The company says it is actively engaged with all its aircraft leasers, regularly providing them with updates on the efforts undertaken by the company to improve its liquidity. And lastly, Tata Metaliks, the board of directors of the company have considered and approved a capacity expansion of the DI pipe unit, outlay of around 555 crores. They've also approved the issuance of equity shares and convertible warrants to promoters, Tata Steel, on a preferential basis.